Hi, this is Liz from Media Dev, and today I am joined by our lead generation rock star, Lou. Hey, Lou, how are you today?
Hi, Liz. Thank you. Thank you for calling me Superstar first. How you been? How you doing?
Yeah, good, good, good. So just for those of you out who are listening to us who don't know Lou is a multilingual lead generation expert. She's been working on tons of different projects and campaigns for us, covering a number of different countries in EMEA, including Russia and Spain. And so she's got amazing, fantastic language skills, in addition to really being able to engage prospects in high level conversations to generate sales appointments for our customers. So everyone who's worked with Lou loves Lou, can't get enough of Lou. So I thought that she would be a great person for us to invite to this podcast today to talk about omnichannel marketing in EMEA. So that's today's topic, and I'm just going to dive right into the questions. So Lou, from your experience running lead generation campaigns in EMEA, what are some of the best ways to initiate conversations with prospects?
First, I would say it's individual. You know, it depends on the channel that you use. I mean, whether it's calling or maybe LinkedIn conversation. But first, you always have to start with a greeting and presenting yourself.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's always important to be straightforward, to say exactly why are you calling or messaging to the person. And you don't have to be afraid being judged, because if you take, you know, too long time explaining, like going back and forth, just the person would feel really cheated and, you know, all those negative emotions that they don't really want. And so if we talk about the real, like, if you want to start a good conversation, you have to go to the website of the company. And you should find something that calls your attention and link to the matter of your call. Like, for example, if it's an OEM partnership with, I was being busy lately promoting the OEM partnerships. So obviously you see their products on the website and imagine where and how it could bring the value. So first, you should motivate yourself to this conversation. And when you are all motivated, you see the website and you say, yeah, sure, you know, we can really, they need us. And then from there, you just share those ideas with the prospect.
Wow, and that's fantastic advice. Yeah. I love that. I love that. What are some ways that you motivate yourself?
Well, first of all, I read a lot about the product, about the success cases, and I see, like, okay, this is healthcare, let's say. And then so the next time when I really face the healthcare company, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that success case. Let me see if they have something like marketplace or you know, some patient tracking system or something. And then, yeah, so I match this and I see on their website they don't have that services. And then I know what I'm going to say to the prospect next time. So
That's fantastic. I love that. So why is it important to be present across channels?
You know, that is essential part, because with 2020, as 2020 brought us to all this pandemic and the world became more of an online marketing, and that is essential to be present on all the channels, because you don't want to lose opportunities that each of the channel brings to you. The more, the better. And it helps to raise the awareness and spread the knowledge about the product you're promoting. So sometimes I feel that even that that weapons that I have as a marketer right now, it's not enough. If I had an opportunity, I would just visit every day each and every office in each and every country and sit with my laptop in the office of the company that I want to reach, and I would just, you know, just sit there and hunt for them. So so that's for you, that's kind of impact we want, just for you, you know, for our auditory to understand what we really want to get the prospects, the right people.
So how do you nurture prospects? And what do you need in order to effectively nurture them so that they convert into valid sales opportunities?
Well, that's a good question. And, you know, that's, it depends. When I get a prospect's attention, because it really costs you to get the prospect's attention. Next, so the next step is to give him the right amount of quality information and leave a space for him to express his opinion about it. Because it's a dialogue. It's not just, you know, it's not just like I give like tons of information, just you decide what you're going to do with that. Mm-hmm. So the right amount of information, the quality, and the space, that kind of mystery behind it. So usually the material I use is always related, as I said, to the prospect's industry, to their website, like whatever I see to be fit there. Success stories, it might be in the form of white paper, press release, YouTube interviews, videos. Another tip that I also get close to the prospect, and it's through the people who work with him. So I gather all the information from them, having conversations. Sometimes it's like what I call lifetime LinkedIn friendship.
So wow, that's great.
Yeah, so when later on you have all this information on what's going on inside the company, it is easier to make right people hear you.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. And then that makes me think of sometimes when we do ABM initiatives and we're really focused on a very specific priority list of accounts that we've been, you know, given, instructed by our clients to focus on, then, you know, like you said, then you're really knowledgeable about that one particular company and you can use that and leverage it, yep, that information, yep, to get your foot in the door with multiple different types of prospects. So yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So how do you know when you have a good lead when you have one?
Okay. First I get emotions. But a good lead always have three components. Like if you're not sure, first, the prospect has a clear understanding of the information that I provided. Like he's not thinking that that's different type of a partnership, or it's different type of a product, or that he wants to think and desperately wants, like for example, what really happens often, that the prospect wants to sell his product to us. So you know, mm-hmm. So first you should be, you need to be sure that the prospect has clear understanding, the right understanding of the information that I provided. Second, the prospect is should be a decision maker, and he has all the information that I need on my end. Because in order to have a good dialogue, I ask many questions, and so, and that's how I understand that the guy is the right person. Because if it's not really the decision maker, so he says like, oh, it's not, you know, it's not to me. So generally, I just keep those connections to get to the right person. So, and the third is when, at the end of the whole conversation, you have, you know, where the product would be fit, and you know, you have a lot of information on how it's gonna be. You know, where's the pain? So and where the prospect wants to implement the product I'm promoting. So I see there is an interest. I see that he understands what I'm talking about. I see that he can make decisions. And yeah, that information is essential to pass it to the sales representative later on.
Excellent. Yeah, I can see how you would get emotional when you get all those three things kind of put together. I bet that would be very exciting. Absolutely. Awesome. Yeah. So what are some tips you would give to someone who's looking to generate leads in Russia? I mean, Russia is a very particular market. You know, I'm imagining that it's very different from other markets in EMEA. So what's your experience when reaching out to prospects in Russia?
First of all, you need to speak Russian.
Which fortunately you do.
Yeah. And I would like to mention that, and I think it's important that Russia is huge. And that really makes it different from the rest of EMEA.
That's a good point. I wouldn't have thought of that, but yes, that makes so much sense when you say that.
Yeah, it's a huge market, and it has of everything and a lot. Like if we talk about healthcare companies, let's say that's a lot of healthcare companies, and that's a lot of opportunities. Or if we talk about like international offices of the big companies, a lot of things to do. But there is also a trick. So in order to get better results, you need to be more defined with the criteria of the companies to outreach.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you need to... You have to be very particular with the companies you elect to outreach.
So be more specific than just industry, for example. So do you mean like define the company size or things to make it
more
specific?
Because otherwise that will take just a lot of time. And because I faced that already. I mean, sometimes I just spend a lot of time just reaching to the right company because it's like a lake. It's an ocean of, you know, of the domains of the companies, and I just have to find the right company. So I think if you want to success with the lead campaign in Russia, you have to be flexible and defined with the right companies.
Highly specific then, as specific as possible.
Yeah, and also maybe, you know, a year or two ago, I would suggest like to focus more on calling, rather social selling. But the pandemic year changed everything. You know, now even prospects from Russia are all over LinkedIn.
Okay, yeah, and that wasn't necessarily the case before, is that right?
Yeah. So it's it goes as a big plus to the omni-channel topic, you know.
Yep. Excellent. And why is it important for you to get feedback from the sales reps that you deliver your leads to? Because I know you've created really tight relationships with our customers, and they're also happy to be able to work hand in hand with you. And I was just, curious to understand from your perspective why it's so important for you to have that relationship with the sales reps.
You know, when I just started, I had a lead campaign where I really didn't have an opportunity to talk to the sales rep, because I was newbie, and you know, so every time I send the lead, I was reaching out to my manager saying like, any feedback? What did he say? Did he need any additional information? Do you know that the call with the prospect went well? I mean, you know, I had many questions, and I was really every day I was thinking about how did it go. So apart from that, it's that connection is beneficial for both it's motivating both of us, the sales rep and me. And that's how I know for sure what is the expectation of the sales rep. What does he want and how he wants it? Every call I have, it's sort of a mini training for me. And basically, during the call, we invent new strategies, update each other on what's going on the market, and you know, some news updates. And it's, besides of that, he's selling the product that I'm promoting. So of course, that's obvious that I have to be in touch, and in order to have good, you know, better conversations with my prospects. And usually during our calls, the sales rep defines my focus points for the next 2 weeks. And when I receive, when I deliver a lead, we just schedule a short call in order just to explain how was my call, you know, and how I'm excited about it. And
That's great.
Yeah,
I see that being as totally beneficial. I mean, first of all, I think it goes back to your motivation, like you were talking about in the beginning, where, you know, I can tell that you really want your leads to become a sale. And that is also what motivates you, which is why you're so good at what you do, because you really care. And no, sincerely, yeah. You really care and you want it to turn into a sale. And that is like your driving force. And then the other thing, you know, the other reason why I think it's important too, besides, you know, sharing the feedback, like you said, to help you even get better and improving the leads, yeah. You know, each time you get on the next, you know, onto the next prospect, is that it's also a form of accountability. You know, I think that, I mean, I did a marketing article a long time ago about like how marketing is like weight loss, which was kind of silly, but it was when I was, you know, losing weight. And, you know, when you need to be accountable for what you're doing to somebody else, you know, it keeps you focused to actually do that instead of just giving up and being like, oh, whatever, it doesn't matter, I don't care. So I think that's also an important psychological aspect. The lead generation process. Excellent. Good. Yeah, this has been fun. You've got so much knowledge, and I really appreciate you being able to share all of these insights with our listeners today. So thank you again for this short interview. Oh, it's fun. It's fun. We'll have to do another one another time. I really enjoy these podcasts. Yeah. It's really a fun thing to do. And for everyone listening, we've got tons of other great interviews, articles, videos, case studies on our resource library at mediadev.com. And feel free to reach out if you ever want to plan your next omnichannel marketing campaign in EMEA. You can reach me at contact@mediadev.com. So thanks again, everyone. Take care and have a great day.